I remember the first time I had a miscarriage, I felt like my whole world shattered. We were only married for a couple of months, and I didn't know anyone else who had a miscarriage or who went through any kind of pregnancy loss. And I felt like I was sinking in sadness and in bits of anger, sprinkles of disbelief, and just so many other feelings. One of the most challenging parts of going through pregnancy loss for many couples is balancing your own grief with your partner's and finding a way to grieve together and emerge from a miscarriage in a stronger and more connected way. Last week, we spoke about bulletproofing your marriage for postpartum, for having a baby. And this week, we're going to be talking about making sure your marriage not only survives miscarriage, but that you'll be able to grow together through it. 10% of known pregnancies will end in miscarriage. 10 to 20% actually. So either you yourself went through miscarriage or someone close to you has gone through miscarriage. You may know of it and you may not know of it, but it's definitely something that touches everyone in their lives. So this episode is definitely for everyone. If either you yourself went through it and you can learn how to make your marriage stronger, or if someone close to you has gone through it and you can learn how to be supportive of someone around you. So stay tuned right after the intro. Here we go. Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, Mamas, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I'm Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach. And if you are new here, welcome. If you are not new, welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. This is a topic that is very, very dear to my heart. I myself had two miscarriages, and I remember when I went through it, I felt like I was completely alone, and I had never heard anyone talking about their own experience. I didn't know anybody close to me who had gone through it, and since then I just really felt like there's a need to talk about it and understand that there's this silent tribe out there who goes through these painful experiences, and we just need to come together a little more. So before we start, I just want to send out love and healing energies to anyone who's gone through this, who's gone through any kind of miscarriage, any kind of loss, or is going through any type of loss. It's rough and it's tough. And I just really want to hold space for you and for whatever it is you're going through, because I know it's not an easy time. And just like I offer many times, I would love if anyone who feels like they need a little support in this time, you can please reach out to me, send me a DM, email me, and I'd be happy to be able to support you in this time. So why is it so important to talk about marriage and miscarriage? It's enough to go through miscarriage. Why do I need to talk about marriage as well? So studies show that couples who had a miscarriage were 22% more likely to break up and separate than couples who went through a full-term pregnancy. And once it was a stillbirth loss, the percentage went up to even 40%. And just like anything difficult, losing a pregnancy, having a miscarriage, a stillbirth, whatever stage it's at, it can either make or break your relationship. Let's try and understand for a minute why. Why is it so difficult? What makes it so rough? It's hard enough to go through that and go through the disappointment, go through the grief, go through everything. Why is it so difficult also on our marriage? So we're going to talk about a few points here that make it really difficult. The first thing is really understanding that both you and your husband have a different journey and a different reaction to even just the news of having a miscarriage. You, as the mama, have been feeling this pregnancy physically. You have seen the changes in your body from the beginning. Maybe you were even at a stage of the pregnancy that you already felt kicks and movement and signs of life in your body. You were able to connect to that power of becoming a creator of life, and it was so real and tangible for you. Then you also have to go through the miscarriage physically, which can entail so many different things. You could feel your hormones doing crazy dances. Well, dance is a bit of a excited word, but you could probably feel your hormones doing crazy leaps and bounds, heavy bleeding. Sometimes you even need to pass the fetus, stomach cramps, and so much more. It's something that you're really feeling. And sometimes for the dad, especially if it's an early pregnancy, it might have been more of an idea than something that he was tangibly actually able to feel and live. There isn't something very tangible that he was able to connect to. So the loss might feel different for both of you. And many times when that difference comes up, so other feelings can come up as well. Maybe blame or guilt or anger towards one another. You might be getting angry at him. Why doesn't he feel what's going on? Or maybe feeling like the loss is more mine than his. Maybe he might be feeling like she's taking it a little too hard. I mean, it was just the beginning of pregnancy. Could be so many things. But we have to first understand that we both go through a very different journey. And that brings me also to the next point. There are many different ways to grieve. Some people seep into sadness and silence and just want to close up into their own little cave. They want to close up, shut down, shut the world out, shut down communication. Sometimes that's the way that somebody's going to react to grief. And other people, they might push back the pain, seem to be completely okay, go into a doing mode, going back to life right away, wanting to just be busy, busying themselves, distract themselves instead of feeling the pain. Especially men who want to be able to fix problems. They want to be able to make their wives happy, be able to make everything okay. And losing a pregnancy can't be fixed. It's something that cannot be changed. It's something that we don't have control over, and that can be very hard. So that can bring up many times a subconscious desire, especially for husbands, to want to fix whatever they can. So they'll be busy fixing things in their lives that might not have to do with the loss of pregnancy. And the wife might be left in this place of like, hello, doesn't he realize what I'm going through? When really the only thing he's trying to do is go around fixing instead of what he couldn't fix. And that can also bring up lots of anger, resentment, blame, guilt, and lots of other things. It's also important to understand that there are different stages of grief. And grief is kind of like, it comes in waves. Sometimes we might be feeling on one end of it, and tomorrow we might be feeling something else. And our partner is also going through those same waves, but many times we're not riding on the same wave. So stages of grief can include shock, anger, acceptance. Some people will arrive at the acceptance stage earlier than others, and some may feel emotions like anger for longer periods of time. It's also very common for you yourself to feel different from day to day as you're grieving. And sometimes when our waves are not aligned, it can be very frustrating because I might want to take him down with me into the anger and the shock and the grief, and he wants to pull me out to the acceptance and let's just look forward. And sometimes that pull might be a little painful. When we know how to do it together, then it becomes a beautiful dance of one another being able to lend a hand and be able to be there for the other. But when it's done in a way of judgment or not really accepting where the other person is at, what the other person is feeling, then that pull to the other end of the state of the end of grief can be very painful. Another thing is that there are different ways to go forward. Everybody will react differently to pregnancy loss. There are some people that right after having a miscarriage will want to get pregnant right away because they want to be able to be consoled by a new pregnancy. And on the other hand, there are some people that might never again want to be pregnant or might want to wait a very long time and be very fearful of getting pregnant again. And it might be that I want to get pregnant right away and my partner is a little bit afraid to see me go through that again or to go through the pain of losing a pregnancy again. And being able to balance how we each want to react to it can be very difficult. Blame and guilt is something that comes up a lot after having a miscarriage. Many times, mothers will feel that it's their fault that they couldn't carry the pregnancy. Maybe one will be blaming their partner. If you would have done this, then I wouldn't have miscarried. If I wouldn't have done that, then I wouldn't have miscarried. And it's very easy to go into that loop of blame and guilt, which will then bring us to resentment and anger, not only towards the situation, but also towards one another. When we don't understand how to grieve together as a couple, it can cause so many more uncomfortable, painful feelings, such as resentment and judgment towards one another. Many times we don't understand that the other person grieves in a different way, which we'll talk about soon. And then it brings up so many questions of, why doesn't he care? Why doesn't he care about me? Why doesn't he care about the baby that we lost? Why doesn't he care about what I'm going through? Why doesn't he care about how painful this is? When really, if we know how to take a step back and grieve together, then we can get rid of the resentment, get rid of the judgment, and really learn how to go through this painful time together, but also learn through this experience how to go through painful times at all for the rest of our lives. So what can you do to cope with pregnancy loss and to strengthen your marriage and to learn how to go through things together? I would like to give us 4 steps, 4 simple things. Well, they seem simple. They're harder to do. It's simple to understand. But things that we can do in order to really go through this painful time together and learn how to get out of it even stronger. So the first thing is to validate. And when I'm talking about validation, I'm talking about 2 different parts of validation. The first part of validating is to validate your grief. And what I mean by that is anyone who has gone through a miscarriage has probably gotten many non-empathetic statements or sentences such as, well, at least it was so early in the pregnancy, or it's a good thing that it ended then and it wasn't later, or all different things like that, which kind of minimize your experience of grief and kind of give you this feeling of, maybe I shouldn't be hurting this way. Is it not okay that it's so painful? Should I not be so upset over this? Like maybe I'm totally blowing this out of proportion. And the first step is to completely validate your grief, your partner's grief. It doesn't matter at what week you were at. It doesn't matter how many kids you already have. It doesn't matter if you weren't even trying to get pregnant and it was a surprise pregnancy anyways. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're feeling after losing your pregnancy is allowed, is okay, and hold space for the grief that you're feeling. And the second thing that we need to validate is however you want to grieve, as long as it's real grief and not pushing to the side. But we don't have to react the same way. My partner doesn't have to grieve the same way that I'm grieving. I don't have to grieve the same way that he's grieving. And we both need to validate that. The way that we grieve doesn't show the intensity of pain. The fact that I might be crying more doesn't mean that he's not hurting. And we need to really first understand that it's okay to grieve, and it's okay to grieve in your own way. And that brings me to the second point, which is really to allow yourself to feel. Sometimes we'd rather just be okay, be over it, give ourselves all these really strengthening sentences of everything is for the good and, you know, thank God I have kids at home, or all these different sentences or ideas that we want to put into our minds so that we could just get out of it and go back to life. which sometimes comes from a place of people pleasing, because people around us want us to be okay. It makes them feel better when they see that we're okay. So sometimes we try to make ourselves okay. But the truth is that any feeling that you're feeling comes to you as a teacher, as a guide. And it's coming to teach you something about yourself, about your life. So even if you push it away by telling yourself that you're okay, it's okay, everything's going to be okay, that feeling will come back, and maybe it will come back in a much stronger way in order to come and teach you whatever it needs to come and teach you. If you don't listen to it when it's whispering at you, it might come back yelling at you. There will be place for acceptance. There will be place to understand maybe why, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the first step is being able to feel whatever it is that I'm feeling. So be able to feel anger. Allow yourself to feel sadness. Allow yourself, yeah, in the first moment to maybe feel the guilt. Let whatever comes up, come up. Give yourself space for it. Maybe that means to journal. Maybe that means to sit down and tell your spouse what it is you're feeling. Whatever you need to do to make space for those moments, maybe it means to just go out and cry. Give yourself time. I was so good at crying in those moments. Allow yourself in the beginning to feel whatever it is. Allow your partner to feel whatever it is that he's feeling. It might not be what you want him to feel. It might not be what you expected him to feel. But just like we said that it's okay for everyone to have their own way to grieve, it's okay for everyone to feel their own feelings. And feeling a feeling means to give it space. It doesn't mean that you're acting on a feeling, which is important to differentiate, because sometimes we're afraid to feel anger towards something. But it doesn't mean that I'm acting on the anger. It doesn't mean that I'm going to, I don't know, bash the world. It just means that I'm giving space and understanding what it is that I'm feeling in that moment. And then the next point is to communicate. And this is the true key to growth in everything. And I really want to encourage you to learn to share, number one, your feelings, giving that space in between both of you. Learning how to verbalize and to express your needs in the moment of grief. Maybe your needs are, I need a moment by myself. And that's okay to be able to share that in a way that you know that you're communicating it in a loving way towards your spouse. It's not, I'm going into my cave, shutting everybody out in an angry way. It's being able to communicate with your spouse what it is that you need in that moment. And then you'll know to come back and communicate when you don't need that anymore. And now you need to come back together. So being able to share your feelings, your needs, and your desires. Maybe I don't need it, but it would really make me feel good right now if whatever it is, fill in the blank. Now, when we talk about communication, I'd like to also share two really important points here. I've seen a phenomenon many times that when people go through hard things in their lives, instead of turning inwards and understanding what's going on and turning to their spouse and allowing it to be a pedestal to growth and allowing themselves to go through it together, instead of that, they turn to social media. And there's something very rewarding in the moment when you turn to social media, because every like or every heart that someone presses on the computer gives you this little fulfilling feeling of, wow, look, someone's there for me. And you can get a whole flood of comments of people lending out love and sending out good energies, which sometimes can be good. But many times when we first turn to social media and when we share with social media what we went through, so instead of growing as a couple, I get my compassion and empathy from other people. And I would love to really just bring to our awareness that that shouldn't be instead of growing as a couple. It shouldn't be that I'm getting all the emotional closeness and support from outside. And then I don't really need that emotional support from my spouse. And it's so important to really pay attention to that and understand that this is something that we're going through together. And that brings me to the last point. The last point is to really extend grace to your spouse. And when I say that, it's that we need to really understand that our husband is also going through this pain and hurt. This baby, this pregnancy was his as well. And we might feel like it's my pain. I'm allowed to kind of feel this possessiveness over the loss because it was something that went through our body. But we also need to understand that our husband is going through the loss as well. And sometimes we don't have room inside our heart, or it seems like we don't have room inside our heart because we ourselves are going through such pain. But when we know how to extend grace to our spouse and we understand that he's also going through something so painful, and that's why we should come together and go through it together, then we can leave this experience like I picture in my head, like holding hands and knowing, leaving this experience with such a deep understanding that you have the basis to go through hard things together and emerge even stronger. And understanding that he's going through hurt means to also think about him in how can you be of support to him? Not only how can he support you, but how can I support him? Ask him, what is he feeling about all this? This is something that I really did not know how to do the first time I went through a miscarriage. I was completely consumed with my own pain, and I was completely consumed with my own grief that I was very blind to what my husband was going through. And I could get emotional just thinking about it now that he was also really hurting, and he wanted to, while he was hurting, he wanted to be able to be there for me. And I think that when we know how to turn towards, and when we know how to turn towards grace for ourselves and allowing ourselves to feel whatever it is we need to feel, and also extending that grace to our spouses and just really going through it together and asking how he's feeling, asking what it is that he needs from you, sharing together what are the feelings that you're going through, so the anger can turn into love, the frustration can turn into connection. And miscarriage and losing a pregnancy is really rough, and it's losing a seed of life. But just like a seed that's planted into the ground needs to first go through a process of rotting, a process of losing life in order to then be able to bloom and blossom into life, so too miscarriage. This is like something that really I felt going through the pain of going through miscarriage, is that it is a seed of life. And yeah, maybe it feels like it decomposed itself and that life is not in the same form as I imagined, but that seed of life is still between us, and we can use that to really connect together, create life and vitality between us, and learn to connect with that same energy of life. I feel a need to breathe deeply. Just really, I want to lend out love and grace to all you out there that are going through this. And I would also like to really encourage everyone who, maybe you didn't go through miscarriage, maybe you don't even know these feelings personally, but I'm sure that there's someone out there who has gone through it in your life. And being able to know how to hold space and be graceful with that person, not expecting them to just, so you're okay now? Everything okay? It's so good to see you. You're looking so great. Maybe they're not feeling so great. So just hold space for whatever it is they need to go through. And I want to just really encourage us all to be able to be supportive and loving towards whoever is going through that. Once we know to really accept our feelings and accept what we're going through, it will also bring us to a place of acceptance of everything that we are going through. And I said before where there were two points of communication, and now I'm remembering I only said one. I said the one about social media and turning inward and not turning outward. But I also want to add to really avoid blame. It's very easy to go to a place of blame, whether it's about the miscarriage, about how we are dealing with the miscarriage. And it's important to know that you did not do anything wrong at all. You did not have a miscarriage because of something that you did. You had a miscarriage because this is what this soul needed to go through. And something that we say in Hebrew is, you shouldn't ask why. You should ask for what. What did this happen to me for? In Hebrew, it's actually the same letters. You shouldn't ask lama, why, but you should ask lema. For what did this happen to me? What is this coming to teach me? Why did I need to go through this? I used to say that I felt like God really knew my hurting points, and he, with the miscarriages, it was like opening up my wounds and pouring salt right on top of them. And sometimes that's really what it felt like. But it's so clear to me now that there were so many journeys I needed to go through with miscarriage. And there are so many places that this pain was able to bring me to and growth. And I am a different mother today because of those places that I was able to reach in those moments of pain and through the growth that we did through the pain. So really ask yourself, not why did it happen? What did I do wrong? And looking for blame. That's not going to bring us anywhere. But really asking ourselves, okay, what did this happen for in order to teach us? What can we do in order to grow from this? Again, that's not the first step. First step is definitely feeling the feels, going through the pain. But then once you're able to really do those steps fully, completely together, then you'll be able to get to a place of acceptance and growth and connection. So again, I'm sending out my love to all of you. And if there's anyone who feels like they need support, or you just want to be able to share with someone who knows what it feels like to really be hurting it in those moments, please send out a DM or an email, whatever. I'm happy to hear and listen and be there and hold space for you. If you also feel like you're not sure how to do it together as a couple, again, send out a DM, email me. I'd be so happy and honored and feel like it's really part of my mission to make this silent tribe a little bit louder and know that you're not alone and there's someone out there who can help you and support you. All right, dear mamas, have a great day wherever it is you are, sending lots of love.